The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Well, hello and good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it is so good to be back on the radio with all of yous, America. Hey, my name is Dwayne Risco. You guys know me as Coach Dwayne, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders while he's at home recovering from surgery. And these gentlemen will be talking about that in just a little bit. But before we get started, allow me to introduce a star-studded panel that we have tonight. None other than the lovely Elaine Connelly. Elaine, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everyone.
And we got the lovely Lisa here today.
Good evening, everyone.
And we also have Eric and Frank in the back that's going to be taking care of your pledges. And we got none other than Randy over here, folks.
Be blessed. No stress, everybody.
And last but not least, the walking encyclopedia of knowledge that God is gifting with, none other than Missouri's own Pastor Joe Larson. Are you there, Joe?
Good evening, Coach, everyone.
All right. Hey, you know the game plan. Before we get started, let's get on that train from the East Coast to the West Coast. You ready? Come on. Let's hop on. Let's go.
What's for dinner?
Oh, hey. Tonight we got roasted chicken with potato wedges or French fries and coleslaw. And for dessert, apple pie la mode. Oh, or cheesecake of your choice. Plus, we've got a house selection of herbs and coffee. So, hey, if it's a little cold wherever you're at tonight in America, put an extra log on the fire, open up a good can of something that you enjoy, and let's sit back and get the show started. So without further ado, Randy, I believe you got something to say.
Yeah. First off, let's give thanks, everybody, and I want you all to join me in prayer and praise, actually. We want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. One God, yet three. But thank you for governing, guarding, and guiding the surgeons today, and also touching Pastor Sanders' body. Thank you for a successful surgery, and the surgery went quite well and quite normal, and we're happy to praise you and thank you for that, that we look for Pastor Sanders to have a speedy and normal recovery, and we thank you. We also thank you, dear Lord, for the wonderful audience of listeners, the people who listened to you as you prompted them to give, to willing to do your good pleasure, and they brought us, and we had a wonderful night. We went beyond what we had to do, and we want to thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for people who pledged and who took us out above and beyond the call. And also I want to thank you because I know that when I told Pastor Ernie that it brought joy to his heart and peace to his mind. So thank you, Father God, for all of us being used by you in a team by you when you didn't need any one of us. But thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting us be your voice, your vehicle, your vessel, and your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Randy, one more quick thing. I want to also thank Mr. Style here for spinning the dials and keeping us on the radio tonight. It was my bad that I had it written down, but I want to thank you for keeping us on the airway. So without further ado, take it away, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. And actually, the thing I would like to talk about once again tonight is that I'd like to explain what a pledge is, because it appeared to work pretty well last night. Keep in mind that, like, when you hear these numbers, when people give, keep in mind that the bulk of our support, the foundation, is from people who give $20 and under. And if you notice, we read those pledges as we get them. We read as you call in. As a matter of fact, we'll start with what we ended up with. And some of the pledges are hefty. Of course, we need that. But I don't want you to feel, because you can only give $5 or $10, that's not significant. That is the foundation of the whole pyramid. If the $5 people that give don't give, then we're going to sink like the Titanic. So thank you very much. And keep in mind also that a pledge is your commitment to do this, not necessarily tonight, but in the future. I understand that payday is the first of the month sometime, that it may be the 15th. It's whatever it is. But nevertheless, we thank you, because we know that anything you give us is generous. And I want you to know that we appreciate the $5 pledge as much as we do the $1,000 pledge.
Amen.
And we want to say thank you. Thank you all. And we thank the Lord for that, because it all comes from the Lord. So keep in mind that you don't have to do it tonight. And all you're doing is you're saying, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make it easy tonight. I noticed that the next pledge week doesn't even start until April the 17th. So if you're making a pledge tonight, what you're saying is you're going to give us that amount before April the 17th, because that's when the next pledge week will start, is April the 17th. So thank you very much. If you know, for those of you that can give, we praise God. For those of you who pray for us and who cannot give, and it's okay. Don't think that because you can or cannot give that we discount you. Because we love you all. You all have encouraged us, been a source of blessing for us, and we know that it's the prayers more so than the money anyway.
Amen.
So thank you very, very much, and I can't express enough to you our love for you guys and our privilege to serve you, and thank you for keeping the program on the air. We have an opportunity here to get five figures worth of our six-figure commitment forgiven, if we can raise six figures. And so what I'd like to do, if we can, is that we have a gentleman who's committed to give $25,000 if it can be matched, and he doesn't care whether it's 12 and a halves or five fives or however you want to do it. It's like, how do you get money out of a quarter? You can get two dimes and a nickel or whatever. But anyway, and so I want to say, please don't discount us, and please don't think that we don't need it, because we do. So thank you for being a blessing, and continue to be a blessing. And we praise you and thank you, and I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to bless our audience, but more than anything, with salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Joseph.
All right. We were in the middle of a Bible study, and I had titled it America's Founding Document, or Where Did the Founders Get Their Ideas for Our Constitutional Republic? Last night we kind of took a look at where we got the idea of the cabinet and the legislative branch, the Senate, and we're going to look tonight at a few more parts of our government that came right from the Bible. I'm going to be skipping chapters here for a little bit, so just bear with me. Isaiah 33, 5 and 6. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment, righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. For the fear of the Lord is his treasure. And then in verse 22 of Isaiah 33, the founding fathers saw this. Well, they heard it from Baron Charles Montesquieu, and John Adams also was said to have quoted this to the founding fathers. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Well, there you have it. Judge, lawgiver, king, the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the three branches of government. And it wasn't too hard then for them to figure out what went with those three branches. The Founding Fathers knew that the heart of man is what? Wicked continually. They read Scripture. In fact, many of the founders were pastors, had degrees in divinity, believe it or not. Psalm 37:12. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. I'm just reading a few here. There are many more I could find, but Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Matthew in chapter 13, verses 38 and 49. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall some come forth and sever the wicked from the just. We get separated at the end, but right now we're all living together. The tares are growing up with the wheat. So the founders understood we have a separation of powers. Why? Well, men are wicked. We see again in Malachi 3, verse 18, then ye shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. If you notice, you've been listening, unless you're just tuning in for the first time, Pastor Ernie and I have explained for a long time, we are in the midst of the greatest spiritual battle that has existed. We are fighting a one world order. We're fighting a communist revolution. They call it woke and other things, but it's basically a communist revolution. So it's a political battle. It's a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle underneath. And this verse in Malachi explains, discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. Isaiah, in chapter 59, 7 and 8, says, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. Democrat Party, abortion, the shedding of innocent blood. What could be more innocent than the blood of an unborn child?
Amen.
The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths, and whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Guys, have you ever noticed the unhappiest people I've seen are the radical liberals, the radical Democrats. They are always angry. They're yelling and screaming. Often they use vile language. Their faces distorted with anger. I can't, how many times we've seen President Biden, the anger. I think of many of these different people, Chuckie Schumer, go down the list. Have you guys noticed that? They don't seem to ever be at peace. They're always mad, always fighting. They never seem to be satisfied.
You know, Pastor Joe, even if you think about it, they always talk about the muscles in your face that it takes to frown versus smile.
Yeah, 11 to 44.
Just think about that. Oh, and you know something else I've been remiss on, and then I'm going to get out of your way because you've given a marvelous message. Thank you so much. 888 677-9673. I'll give the other number. I'll give that number again. 888-677-9673. The lights aren't flashing. And then the other number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Please call. We need you. Thank you.
And that 281-1110 is the line. If you want to make a donation with a credit card, you have to make your pledge and donation at the same time for us to be able to do it. If you just want to make a pledge, the best line is the 677-9673 number. And, yes, we really need it. Pastor Ernie, when he first started almost 50 years ago. It was kind of a partnership. The listeners started sending in money so that he could stay on the air. And it's been that way ever since, a real partnership. All of us tonight that are here donate our own talent, our own time, our own treasure to keep this ministry going. And your donations are used to pay the bills. And basically the biggest bill we have is the airtime. And we have to buy the airtime. That way we don't have sponsors who freak out every time we preach the truth, give a severe message, do a warning, be the watchman on the wall that we were called to be. And so it is truly a partnership. And I would just ask you to prayerfully consider being a partner with us and a continual member of this ministry. And just remember that when you support a ministry that blesses God and does anything to glorify Him, He has promised that you get to share in the blessings. If we save someone through the Right to Life ministry, if we bring a man, help bring a man to the Lord through the prison ministry, if we're there serving, helping in hospice work, or some of us have been in hospice for many years, others working at King's Word School of the Bible to teach the gospel, to teach the truth. Anything that blesses the Lord, if we give children coats in the winter when it's cold, whatever the church and ministry do, you get to share in those, you know, what the Lord said, in the blessings. So we're looking at the idea of where the founders got their ideas for the three branches of government, for the separation of power. And one of the big things that I got to thinking, too, was I'm going to interject tonight the Declaration of Independence. Now, hopefully you've read that and studied it, and if you haven't, you should. Because really, many of the founding fathers, the different groups that first settled America, they made covenants. Covenants with God. The Pilgrims made a covenant. Some of the other colonies there were set up with a covenant with God, and the founders saw that. And when they drew the Declaration of Independence, to them, it was a covenant, an appeal to heaven. That's what they did, appealed to God. And what is he mentioned? Well, he's mentioned as the Creator. That kind of makes him a real founding father, you know. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women, are created equal in the eyes of God. They are endowed by their Creator God with certain unalienable rights. Now, that means rights that cannot be taken away. You see, all through the world, up until this point of time, the only rights a person had were basically given by government. England started to have some rights through the Magna Carta, which had to be what? Signed at sword point. But we, as a nation, our founders were able to choose a government, a godly government, free will. We have free people with free will chose a government, and they chose a government that would allow us to be free. Among these rights from God were life, liberty, and the pursuit of our happiness.
But, Pastor Joe, wasn't a lot of that, too, it came from being from England, for instance. In England, everybody's not created equal. You got a king, and the king has special privileges. And that, and I know that the reason that they chose that a man is innocent until proven guilty, because in England, even to this day, you're guilty until proven innocent. That's why when you watch those British movies, when they end, they always end with them bringing charges. That's always the end. They catch the criminal and they say, and we brought charges. And then you always wonder why it fades to black there, because he is now considered guilty.
Hold that thought a minute. We have Cynthia in Ohio pledges $1,000.
Oh, fantastic.
Anonymous in Minnesota pledge $100. Ken in Texas pledges $1,000. Mm-hmm. Joan in New Jersey pledges $25. Paul in Granbury, Texas, $25. Lori in Indiana pledges $50. Bob and Lori, and also just came in, John from Minnesota pledges $77. Thank
Praise
you
God.
So
Praise
much.
One and all.
You guys are great.
You know, we may, if we have enough big donors, be able to talk to, I don't even know who the person that made the $25,000 offer pledge, but maybe if we get enough, you know, big pledges, $1,000 pledges or whatever he made, he or she.
Was it Randy Gay?
I don't know.
I wish.
Yeah, Randy.
Buy your lotto tickets on the way home.
I wish.
All right, let's get back to God's word here. We're having too much fun. So we see God is the creator, and then they say he is mentioned as divine providence. Divine providence. That's exclusive. That means he's the king, you know.
Yeah.
And we are relying on, firm reliance on what? The protection of divine providence. Our nation put its faith and trust in their protection in God and his word. Then he's called at the end the supreme judge of the world. Well, that's the highest judge you can have. And it says we're appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions. Now, we know that when the legal system was set up, the Ten Commandments, the Founding Fathers said the Ten Commandments and the teaching of the New Testament were the basis of all our institutions of law and government. So, God's commandments, his laws, his judgments, everything he tells us were the basis of our legal system and our form of government. Everything was based on him and his word. And then he's mentioned as the maker of the laws of nature and nature's God. And that makes him a legislator. He made the laws, the same laws that would be followed by our founders in formation of the government and the judicial system. So, you know, when they mentioned that the Lord is judge, lawgiver, and our king in Isaiah 33:22, the last words are, he will save us. And I wish I had the time, but we don't in a week to go over all the different New England Confederation, all these things that were a covenant. This is where the founders got this, the greatest ideas. Now, they also came up with, you know, a president. How do we choose a president? Well, that's pretty easy. You guys, if you have your Bibles handy, let's go to Deuteronomy 17.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 17, we're going to start at verse 14, and we're going to get several of the answers that they had figured out what to do about choosing a president. When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein. I'm going to stop right there. God gave the promised land to Israel, but the founding fathers were making an assumption that this new land, this new world, was given by God to the what? Christians who fled Europe because of religious persecution. They came to America seeking religious freedom. It was the Christians who came, the ones who were persecuted, and later they allowed other persecuted people to come. But they came to America thinking this was the land that God gave them. Then Scripture said, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise send him a king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. They believe that God has a hand in the affairs of men, and he would be helping choose a king, whether we wanted to believe that or not. Now, what's his choice? One from among thy brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. He's saying, the founder said, what? Well, he's got to be an American citizen, right? He's got to be an American. We're not going to have somebody just coming over from another country and make him our president. Verse 16, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. We could say return to England, right?
That's right.
To the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord hath said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way.
Joe, hold that thought. We're coming up to a break at the bottom of the hour. We'll pick up after that. Folks, before we get to this song, I just want to let you know that for many, many years, Pastor Sanders has opened up prayer request lines throughout the years because a lot of you deal with afflictions, heartbreaks, worry, sudden fear, anxiety, stress, pain, suffering, death, and even in the hospital. That's why this radio ministry, when you call in, here's what you will get.
Though I may not fully understand your pain, still I'm here for you, my friend, just the same. I know how hard things have been, but I know God hears the prayer of a friend, so I will be praying for you. I will be praying for you wherever you are, near or far, whatever you're going through. And when your strength is gone, I'll be there holding. Sometimes to think or even pray, I understand, 'cause I've been there, and I'll take your burdens to the Lord in prayer. I will be praying for you. I will be
be praying for you. Steve Ragsdale, my favorite from Haven Ministries. Hey, my name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, from the great state of Ohio, along with Pastor Joel Larson, Elaine Conley, and Randy Gay. We want to thank you so far that you have been faithful in supporting this radio ministry that allow Pastor Sanders to be on the air. And we just got two more to end. We have Marie in Ohio pledges $50 and Bill in Boston $100. God bless you and thank you.
Yeah, we want to say thank you. And well, wait a minute. So that takes us down from 57 to 55. We are $5,500 off the pace for tonight, folks. And I will stay on top of it tonight like Pastor Ernie normally does. But we need it. And I know that you guys can do it because you've done it and you've done much better than that. And as you well know, we bring you a number of things. We bring you Elaine Conley here, who tells you what your health's like and what she's going to, and how to watch out for your health, how to stay well. Come on, we've got the enthusiasm of Pastor Joe, and then we got Big John McTernan. That don't forget about John, of course. Pastor Ernie, who's everybody's favorite, we know that. And along with Lisa, with Style, with Craig, and where else do you get an all-encompassing ministry like
Hal
the
Larson?
One that we give? Yeah, that's great. And don't forget Pastor Hal. How could I forget him? Who's coming on later tonight to lead us all to the throne of the Lord, and he does a very good job of it. And I'm just asking that, like, yeah, obviously we lost six stations, and we've never done that. Not in my tenure anyway. We haven't lost. So I'm asking that, like, let's maintain the ones we have, and let's continue to make this be a ministry that continues to grow and brings other people to the throne and the kingdom. And I realize that times are tough, and certainly, like, and I'm grateful for the way that Pastor Ernie runs this. That we don't beat you over the head, but the truth is, we do need it. So I'm going to say it again: 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Or 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. Thank you very much, and please, and also remember, if you want to do it online by yourself for the bashful benefactors, you can always go to thewordcleveland.com, and it's WRWL, or What's Right, What's Left, and you can do that anytime. Or you can go to WRWL.org. You can also do that online. And as I say, my name is Jimmy. We'll take what you give me. Please give. Thank you.
All right. Don't give up your day job there. Brother Andy. We have a good time. Christians, I'll tell you one thing I've learned over the years. The happiest people I know are the born-again believers. They laugh at life. They laugh through calamities. They enjoy every minute of their life. And they are by far the happiest people. I'm going to finish this little section before we go. So we saw about Scripture talking about multiplying horses. Well, sign of wealth. Basically, the idea that the president should have a reasonable salary. He shouldn't become a rich man like the king of old, you know, with great wealth. And this not returning to Egypt, he should support our Constitution and never want or never try to go back to the old ways like we're seeing today, going back to the government having all the power. You see, in the old days, you had an inverted pyramid with the base, the wide part of the pyramid was the power of government. And down at the very narrow end, if you have this inverted triangle, was the power of the people. Well, our founding fathers turned this around and made a regular triangle where clear up at the top, the smallest amount of power was given to the federal government, and most of the power was given to the people in their local community government, like we talked about with the families of tens, families of 50, families of hundreds. Government was to be closest to the people. So let me finish that. Now, here's also what God had to say. All our founders, I've got probably three pages of quotes where the founding fathers said we were to elect God-fearing men. That was our duty. This is what we were to do. Here's where they got it. In Deuteronomy 17:18, "And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priests, the Levites." Notice, write him a copy, not have someone write it for him, write himself a copy to, so he knows the law. Then, and it shall be with him, he shall keep it with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. We said, the founder said what? All our law and institutions were based on God's Ten Commandments and the teaching of the New Testament. And Randy, what is the teaching of the New Testament?
Come on, that we should go into the world and preach the gospel, which is the gospel of the church. Is that what you're asking me about?
No, it's actually that is the gospel. The teaching of the New Testament is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Christ, okay.
This is what America has forgotten. All our laws and institutions of law and government were based on God's Ten Commandments and the teaching of the New Testament, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ, yes.
America has forgotten that. Most of America had never learned it, so they couldn't forget what they've never learned.
Amen.
Then, the last verse, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, okay? He's not to feel morally or anything superior, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days and his kingdom, he, his children, in the midst of. And I've always found you can usually change Israel to America.
Amen.
In Scripture, because what God laid out for his chosen people, those that he brought in, the Gentiles then, to become the children of God, the Christians that take the name of God. We are Christians. We've taken our Father's name in the middle of Christian America. So we're going to end there tonight.
Well, how can you read that and talk about separation of church and state?
Well, you cannot separate church from the state. It would be like trying to cut the soul out of the body.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. How can you read that and then talk about separation of church and state? You cannot. You can't do it.
Well, that's just traditional as to what they're doing. You know, they're coming up with what they want to preach, and then they make up the facts to substantiate that.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the truth.
That's like cooking the books.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You tell lies long enough, you know, then it becomes truth in someone's
mind. And then you
mind.
Get into power. The first thing you do is you control the educational system. Then you get into the media. And then you get into the TV and radio. Next thing you know, it's being pounded over and over and over and over. And now it's cell phones and computers. You Google, Yahoo, and whatnot. They push this false narrative. And that becomes what people eat and digest.
Amen. Let me read one thing. And I'm going to turn it over to you guys for a while. James Wilson was probably the man that spoke the most at the Constitutional Convention. He was one of the six who signed both the Declaration and the Constitution, became one of the first Supreme Court judges. He is one of the people that laid out the entire jurisprudence system. And actually, he was the second most active speaker. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. So he was probably involved in everything. Here's what he said. Quote, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. And I made this comment when I wrote a college course on the founding of this nation, the religious founding. If religion and law are mutual, bound together, and law, God's natural law, is the basis of our legal system, then how can we separate church and state? Law is the basis of our republic. It is the cornerstone of American government. Religion cannot be separated from the American state because it is the basis for the state. And since our very form of government and our legal system were formed from and based on God's natural law and the Bible, how then can we separate church from state? You said it. We cannot. The heart cannot be removed from the body without the corresponding death of that body. Our government, if we aren't a religious and moral people. The Founding Fathers said our government is exclusively made for a religious and moral people, and
Amen.
Said it will serve no other. So if we take God out, we take religion out of our government, we no longer can be the government the Founding Fathers gave us. We will be something far, far worse.
It'll be destroyed. I think the footnotes from John Quincy Adams said that when their Constitution is for a moral people and when they turn, it will fall.
Yeah, it will fall. The pillars will fall. Amen to that.
I think Gail Riplinger did the book, If the Foundations Be Destroyed, Who Can Stand?
And you really hit the nail on the head there. Hey, I've got one humorous thing I wanted to bring in, and I've got a couple of very serious things. One, do you guys know the name Jim Cramer?
I don't. No, I don't.
I think I've heard it.
Yeah, he's the host of Mad Money on CNN.
Yes, yes. Now I know you're talking about, with the bull and that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he is the analyst.
He's been wrong.
He urged the viewers to buy Silicon Valley stock last month, about three.
John from Illinois just donated $5. Thank you so much. God bless you, John.
Yes, thanks, John. 888-677-9673. We really need it. Nobody's calling in. 888-677-9673. And please, the other number is 888-281-1110. Once again, 888-281-1110. You know, and I remember John Cramer also, Pastor Joe, and I was thinking about the fact that, like, how'd you like his advice, like, in today's financial market? The market was only down, like, I think this morning it was 2,000 points. It was only down, like, 2,000 points.
Yeah, he called SVB Financial Bank his biggest winners.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what I heard on a podcast this morning was that there are now 20 banks across the country that are real questionable. That's really up from over the weekend.
Yeah, and then was it Swiss Bank? Swiss Bank is also in trouble, too.
Yes, Pastor.
I've got bad news for you. That is optimistic.
Oh.
Very, very optimistic. What we now have is, I find the right stack of stuff here. I've got too many things going on in the banking. They have found that, let me read a couple of people. Remember Steve Moore, chief economist at FreedomWorks?
Okay.
It's because of Joe Biden's inflation and his spending of trillions that we're in this mess. And he's saying it's, you know, the government was printing all this money at zero interest. All these banks took it. And they found out now that there are probably 170 banks that have took that money, put it into long-term treasuries, and are in a very bad position if we have a run on the money. And he's saying that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and all this massive inflation, these trillions and trillions of borrowed dollars, you know, the dollars that were borrowed from the federal government, and you simply can't do this over and over without something bad happening. Art Laffer, from Ronald Reagan's staff, the Laffer curve. The Biden administration has set up a boiler that is about to explode. The Fed has on its balance sheet $8.5 trillion worth of bonds, like Silicon Valley bought. That's totally out of control. It should have never happened. And I've got quite a few other things, but basically that's the nutshell of what's going on. We are in a mess. If people panic, there is going to be a run on the bank. We are not in a good place in this country. And
America needs to repent.
Scary. We need calm. What we need is very calm people. It can be fixed. But if people panic, it will be disastrous.
And, Joe, I think what needs to be done in America, they need to repent. The pastors in the church better start preaching the right messages on sin and repentance and turning back to God and fearing God and having seen mothers and fathers say their prayers and read the Bible together. We need to get back because God can fix what man can't.
Well, and that's where the joy and peace in your own heart comes on a consistent basis, because you're walking the talk.
Right. Got it.
Exactly.
Got it.
But here's one of the things that goes over. The Biden administration launched their $6.3 billion decarbonization fund that's going to require companies to submit a community benefit plan in order to be considered for the money. Well, guess what? The companies have to do that, have to make a diversity pledge. Remember last night we talked about how the staff there at Silicon Valley Bank, their staff, they only had one member on the bank who actually had bank finance, who understood it. Everybody else was a activist. Barney Frank, you remember Barney?
Dodd-Frank, yeah.
He got appointed. Yeah, he helped write Dodd-Frank, and after they did Dodd-Frank, guess what? The Silicon Valley Community Bank appointed him one of their board members. Bet you didn't know that.
Well, no. You're appointed on your left wokeness, okay? And basically, the philosophy, if you're marching on that tune, they've done away with integrity. They've done away with, skills and competency. They've done away with a diligence of going after correct knowledge and value, especially related to the banking methods. But the virtue and the morality behind work is gone.
Absolutely.
From their perspective.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this was the go-to bank for woke CEOs. And when the bank fell Friday, it was touted on its board that it included one black, one LGBTQ member, two veterans, and noticed that almost half of its employees were women. Everything they did, they had a dance video. They had weird stuff all over. Everything they were doing is promoting the woke agenda. They weren't. One of their board members was a lady, Kate Mitchell, who co-founded the National Venture Capitalist Association Initiative, and it was all about advancing minorities and women in the venture system. She went and cried at a Shinto shrine when she learned that Donald Trump won in 2016. And during that time, she donated $50,000 to Clinton's presidential campaign, so she lost her $50,000.
And we just got a pledge from Claudia from New York for $25. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you, Claudia.
God
Very
bless.
Generous.
Thank
you.
So what are those phone numbers? What's the phone numbers again? We need to give
these
numbers.
888-281-1110. I'll repeat it. 888-281-1110. Please, folks,
yes.
We need
yes.
to hear from you. We really do. It doesn't have to be $1 million. We need to hear from you. Thank you.
I know there's some of you out there right now. I know it, that you've never given for the first time, but you've tuned in and you've listened to this, and you love Ernie. You love Joe and Randy and them and the guests that they bring in. They open the phone lines up. Some of the best callers in the past 16 years, I've listened at home and in the car. Some of you callers are fantastic. You're highly educated. You love the Lord. So pick up that phone. We need to hear from you. If you love the messages that Pastor Sanders has been preaching with his guests and you love the Lord, pick up the phone and we want to hear from you.
Listen, and I'm asking you this then. Pray for us. And would you pray for us now to receive what we need to stay on the air to continue to serve you? So I'm asking for your prayers. That's more important than your money. Pray for us. And A, pray that God would raise up people who can generously and consistently support us, because that's what we need.
Amen to that.
Right.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is call, all the Christian patriots to get involved with their local, whatever's going on in their local communities. Here in Northeast Ohio, we've got school boards and school systems that are allowing in high school in Lake County, at the Mentor school system, they are allowing students who say they are women into the girls' bathrooms. They don't have to do anything else other than declare that they are identifying in that manner. And there's a fight right now in Lake County. It happened this evening at the school board. I don't know what the outcome is, but you need to get involved with your local schools. If you have children in public schools, please get involved.
Grandchildren, too.
And grandchildren, right? Exactly. What they're doing is allowing biological boys into the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. They don't need to be declared transgender. They just need to identify as a female, and they're telling the students not to share this information with their parents. And so that basically goes along with Agenda 2030 and the World Health Organization, because one of their initiatives is to do away with motherhood and fatherhood and get in between a child and his parents. And right. Basically, we need to get involved in the community.
Joe, have you noticed, and Elaine and Randy, have you noticed that our educational system, for the vast majority of the school boards, is just infiltrated with sex perverts? They're more worried about what's between a child's legs than what's going in their heads?
Well, and the other piece to this is it's happening in every school system. I happen to live in Broadview Heights here in Northeast Ohio, and the Broadview Heights Brecksville school system this fall is basically going to start teaching about social-emotional learning, which is basically, you know, the theory. And so you've got to check out what's going on in your community, because these people are going to be going to college, getting indoctrinated there, et cetera, and you've got to cut it off, you know, at the kindergarten.
And if you don't, you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Right.
And they'll lie. They'll call you racist, homophobe. They'll come to your place of work. They'll post on Facebook, social media. They will attack you and villageize you. So it's time that we say, enough. We don't want this sex pervert being taught to our children. You are raping the minds of innocent children.
And if you're looking to hook up with someone that you feel you're out there alone, please call me, because I will hook you up with somebody in your area. There's always power in numbers, and there's nothing more. They're afraid of Christian patriots.
And what's your phone number?
440-478-4073.
Say that again, nice and slow.
440-478-4073.
And that's Elaine Conley. We got about 2 minutes, and we got a top of the hour break. What a great panel we've got tonight on other topics. You know, with Joe Larson, folks, when I tell you that he's a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, how God blessed him with the Bible and the government, you see it. That's why Pastor Sanders, he's his right-hand man. He's his Top Gun wingman because of the information. Then he brings in Elaine. Then he brings in Dr. Glidden. Then he brings in Wendy Wilson to help keep you healthy. This radio ministry is a beacon of light in so many ways. They expose the false education, the false religions, the false teachers, the false governments, and they also offer you hope, a prayer line where you can call and get results from our Heavenly Father. Is that not fact, Joseph?
Bert, it's a fact. And I want to add one thing to what Elaine said before we hit the break. Adolf Hitler,
1 minute.
1933. When an opponent declares, I will not come over to your side, I calmly say, your child belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community. Woke. This new Reich will give its youth to no one, but will itself take the youth and give the youth its own education and own upbringing. Elaine, you were right. We've got to get into this battle, don't we?
Yes, we do. And again, I can be a resource for people that are struggling with not having a doctor that's going to treat them properly in their area, and also hooking them up with other connections that they need for their own health and wellness.
Don't go away, folks. We're coming up to the top of the hour. And so stick around. We've got another hour to go. And at the bottom of the hour, I got a great song for you. So don't go away. Pick up the phone and call us.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio,
4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.